And this would be just a second.
How'd you make him behave, Miss Eddie?
Well, I talk to him sometimes, and sometimes I switch to him.
Only a little?
Yeah.
Just a little switch, just a little danger.
Just thinking.
Yeah.
Didn't try to put him, just kind of going.
And that was, that last, that they remember that?
Tell him he forget it.
Yeah. Figure that, any of beauty, that red bird up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's beautiful. We run out of suet, Miss Daisy.
Said to run out?
Uh-huh.
Look, I thought I see a piece up there.
Yeah, there's a little piece over on this post. Miss Daisy, where did Marty get all her sense?
Who?
George's wife.
Right.
Where'd she come from?
That older. She was at home. This is, you see, that's Walt Wood's daughter.
Oh, that's, oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I knew that. Yeah. Well, is he pretty sensible fella?
Who? Well, he is lazy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Always have been. But Marcy, she's small. Miss Jasmine, he got one daughter in Dead City. Walt is.
Mm-hmm.
And he got two, I think,
again?
In New York.
And
two or three. In New York.
Belleville. Well, yeah, I have. Well,
thank you so much for calling.
Oh,
I appreciate
it. Mm, okay. I've never known her very much. Well, I've seen her, you know, but I never heard her talk much.
Mm-hmm.
She just had too much.
Tell my mom.
Yeah.
She don't talk too much.
She doesn't? Not to you?
Now, me and her can talk, man.
Yeah.
If it ain't nobody ever get me and her, well, we can have a good chat, just us two. But she don't talk much. Only thing she talks enough, did she make Joyce get a house there from the thing. At least she won't say nothing to him.
Oh, she might.
No. He'll decide to build one. He'll build it if he don't want. Then what is he going to do?
Is she going to let him say it first?
He going to say it first. And she going to be where he be.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he ought to have sense enough to fix a place big enough for him and her and they three children. He knows. Them three dependent.
All the rest of them left.
Grown out on their own. Some of these children, they've been staying up there in Gainesville with their sisters and their brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened up there, but one of them that's been staying up there, she done left. She come home here. Yeah, she stays around there with her. Lauren Paul. Well, I wonder, how do they sleep? Some of them sleep on the floor, or what's that? How is it doing?
Oh, if there is a floor.
I can't, I just don't see. Well, she's tired of staying up there, away from home. All right, if they don't do something, well, she'll go somewhere there. I see she got a sister in, New Jersey. You see, one of George's stores is up there in New Jersey. If they don't make no arrangements, I'm going to bet you anything when they know anything. This young woman be in New Jersey with her sister. Just on the corner. Her parents, Kelsey.
But you and Martha have plenty of things to talk about.
Yes, ma'am. We have plenty of things to talk about. That's as good a woman and as good a friend as I admit.
Is that right? I didn't
she
know.
She don't
that.
Talk much. But she's talking about a friend. That's one. She been one to me. Well, I ain't gonna take nothing to do with her business.
Uh-huh.
Me and her talk about our business.
Uh-huh.
She used to help me, and I'd help her do things when she moved over there. When her daddy put her out, and she moved over, got a house and moved over there. I had plenty of wood on my yard. So I told her, I said, now, Martha, I said, long. It's just a piece of wood on this yard. I said, it's two pieces. I said, one of them yours and one of them mine. She said, I was thinking George was in Miami at the time. That's where he was. So me and her stayed there. And she could cut wood like a man. And would do. And she come to get her some wood. Well, then she cut me some. I tell her, I said, now you don't have to cut my wood. I said, you just cut yours and I'll cut mine. I said, me and you children will get my wood. She said, well, one kind deserves another. So you give me the wood, look like I could. For to cut you some, too. I said, you can do duck things for me. So you got my wood.
How did she get the wood home?
Sir?
How did she get the wood home?
Well, see, she lived in that little house right there below that big house.
Oh, right next to
I
you.
Lived in the big house and she lived in the little one.
Yeah.
So, we told her that.
Yes. Well, that was handy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been right close together all this time.
That's right. And then you see she had a big bunch of children. They could told it. And help cut it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't all.
And George knocked around the right smart then.
Mm-hmm. Still knocking around.
Yeah. He don't go off to Miami now.
No, he ain't going to Miami. Go somewhere else, but he ain't been like that.
Yeah. That's too far for him now. He don't need to go that far.
As I tell him, George played crazy to his folks and his family. I said, but when he go to Miami and somebody speak to him down there, I said, he uses his brains. He gets himself away from there and don't care about it.
Yeah.
And he plays crazy to his family.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they nurse it, you see.
Yeah.
George, something. George won't do this. You know, George ain't gonna take that. But if you go to a man do something, he got no business. And they tell him, what if you do it again, or if you don't get away from here? In such and such a time, he'll say something.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, I guess I better get back and I'll see what that old man do.
Well, we got to get ready for this cold weather again, Missy.
Yes, I'm going down and get in me some wood.
Get in me some wood.
That's right.
It don't freeze tonight, they say.
So that's what he say. I believe in me. I believe in joking.
It's got all day to get on.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm going to think about a great deal today is that little clear stream up there in Georgia. That looks like you all fishing on.
Well, yeah, but all the creeks there, they run clear water unless it rains, you see. And muddy water run off of the soil down into the creek. Well, then the creek would be muddy. So far. Well, other than that, it was just as clear as that woman had just.
Oh.
But you see, you'd have to find it'd be shallow here, and maybe right over there would be a deep hole.
Yeah.
Done washed out in there. That's where we'd be the fishing hole.
They fishing holes back in Fish Prairie. They go around and find them holes.
Yeah.
Where the trout is. I haven't seen Isaiah. Is he still around?
He's all right. He's over there. I've seen him yesterday evening.
I've been wanting to go down there and visit with him and Miss Bessie, and I just haven't done it. I don't know when to catch him.
No, I can't tell you. He come home, Mr. Marley. She got his supper ready. He come home and eat his supper. If he got to get in some wool, he get in his wool. And he go down there and speak to dogs. And next time you see him in his car, going this way or going that way once. He done got his business tended to. And then he don't stay home like he did when he first come there. So I guess he's going to find him some other place to go.
Oh.
Well, he always stops at your house.
Yes, sir. Most of the time he stops there. But he hardly ever come in.
Yeah.
He stops at the steps and asks me how I'm feeling and something like that. He gone.
And that's all the time he has for you?
That's all he has for me, Mr. Miles. Bobbing.
Oh, shoot. Miss Stacy, I've got a little fish in here I'm going to give you.
Thank you.
And you come in here and speak to Mother a minute.
Well, I wonder why Miss Bessie and Isaiah couldn't come up here some night after Isaiah gets in that car.
Bessie ain't gonna come.
Bessie what?
I said, Bessie ain't gonna come.
She don't stick
in the back. She thinks she sees.
Oh, don't tell me.
She do.
Does she?
She thinks she sees.
How do you do that, Miss Daisy? You got a pocket in it.
Yes,
I
got a pocket. Got two.
Got two pockets. That's nice. Now, what's that down at the bottom? Is that decoration or him or?
The red guy.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yes.
What
I
is?
Have to do it all, Miss Martha. I ain't got nobody to do it for me.
Well, what do you call that, Miss Daisy?
Well, just a little something to make it
pretty.
Sure, make this sure.
Oh.
Oh. What is that? A little black, little black strip?
A little black
paint.
And that makes, what is that? That's flowers, white flowers against,
Yes,
so, brown.
Brown, and white flowers.
That's right.
And that was a dress?
Yes. It was my granddaughter's dress. So she gave it to me before she left here, but, I think, well, she said, yeah, Grandma, make it apron eyes. You see, somebody got paint all over it.
Oh.
I couldn't get it out. But I said, you want to waste money?
No.
It's not noticeable.
Mm-hmm. You see, if I don't show it, nobody won't know it's there.
No.
And it takes a lot of aprons.
Yes, ma'am, sometimes. It takes people. Of course, you see. Make it up and do some yarn, get bandana. Well, if I want to come over here, I've got to clean and put on to come over here. If I want to go to the store, I've got to clean them. Well, I'll come back and get that done or that piece.
And go back in the yard.
That's right.
That's easier than
Miss Daisy, why did people stop wearing aprons?
Aprons?
Yeah.
I don't know. They got too proud.
Why, that's the handiest thing I ever saw.
Well, it is for me. If I ain't got on my apron, I don't feel like I'm fully dressed.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
It's easier to change your apron than it is your dress.
It's easier to change my apron than it is my dress. Easier to wash my apron than it is my dress. I don't know if you don't want to see what it's so damn doing.
Okay.